Don't take it personally. The tantrum is not about you. The tantrum is about a child trying to get what they want. A child may throw a temper tantrum when they want attention, control, or some tangible item. Stay calm. This is challenging to a parent or teacher whose child is behaving out of control. However, a heated response to a temper tantrum is only going to fuel the fire. Be direct. Tell me what you want. This statement sends the message that you care about what they want. It gives them the hope that they might get it if they tell you with words, rather than a tantrum. If they choose to respond, it may calm their tantrum just enough to get their attention and redirect them. Now you can have a quick dialogue about the incident and the object of their desire. Be brief. A temper tantrum is a sure sign that the child is momentarily incapable of reasoning and processing. A long discussion may result in another tantrum. You may even feel like throwing a tantrum after a while. Keeping the conversation short and to the point will help you both stay calm. Be accommodating whenever possible. If the child does choose to tell you what they want and what they want is something you can give them, then give it to them as a reward to using their words and waiting until an appropriate time and place to receive the object of their desire. Be firm whenever accommodation is not possible. If the child chooses not to use their words, then it is vital that their demands go unmet. Never give in to the demands of a temper tantrum, no matter how bad it gets. Giving in does not solve the problem. It may calm them momentarily, but it also reinforces the behavior. They will lean to throw a temper tantrum every time they don't get their way. Be consistent. Consistency provides boundaries and order to the child's environment. When a child knows what to expect, they feel a sense of control, safety, and security.